Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes there's a feeling inside that doesn't come from you. It's given by someone else who sees more than you do. And when you surrender to it just the way it is, and express yourself to the one in your heart, it's love speaking through you. It's love speaking through you. Love speaking through you. Love speaking through you. Love speaking through you. Yourself crying, for the words you speak are true. There's no wasting time in trying to get the others to believe. In every situation, the greatest way through is letting go of your grasp. So love can speak through you. The love to speak through you. 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 The love to speak through you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, it's nighttime where I'm at. It could be daytime if you're on the East Coast or on the, West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. If you're on the West Coast, it's still probably daylight out there. Also, if you're in Canada, on the western side of Canada, it's daytime. Wherever you're listening from today, or also if you listen to the replay in the future, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. Without you guys, you know, the show wouldn't mean anything. So I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge you and thank you for, all that you guys do. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I love communicating with you guys, whether it's through Facebook, mostly through Facebook, because as if you've listened before, you guys know I get lots of emails, and it's not the best way to reach me. So while we're on that note, if you did want to reach me and you're not already, if you already haven't liked my public page on Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/pages, intuitive medium, gifted psychic, facebook.com/pages/ intuitive medium, psychic, gifted healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. And I only need two more likes to top my next 100 mark. So it will put me over the next mark. I will be over 600. So if you guys haven't liked my page, please like my page. That would be great. And Facebook is really the best way to communicate with me.
because I do see my messages on Facebook where sometimes I miss emails, again, because I just get so many of them. If you have trouble finding my public page for some reason, my private page is Cynthia Fontaine. Sorry. Yeah, it's facebook.com/CynthiaFontaine.142. Sorry, I'm a little distracted at the moment. If you guys saw my previous post this week about the show, I had scheduled April Reynolds to be on the show tonight, who just launched her new book on Tuesday called Illuminating Love. And it hit number one today on the Amazon new release list. So the book is doing fabulously. Unfortunately, April is not doing so fabulously tonight. She has got the flu. So April will not be able to be with us tonight, and she sends her apologies for not being able to be on the show tonight, but she is home in bed, not feeling well with the flu. So we all like to take a moment and send April our thoughts and healing energy. Hopefully she will get better very quickly. And so we have a little detour tonight on the show. So though we were scheduled to talk to April about her new book, Illuminating Love, I thought we would stay on that topic of love. And again, I want to thank all of you for joining me, whether you are listening live or to the replay. Remember, this is recorded live, so the energy stays live and evergreen. And when I take you guys through processes, which I often do, whether it's a quick meditation or a longer meditated process, the energy continues to build as more people tune in and listen and do the process. So it gets stronger and stronger as time goes on. It's really kind of a cool thing. Now, if you guys haven't seen my website, please check out my website, and that's www.CynthiaFontaine.com. And my line of all-natural bath and body products, you know, we have Christmas coming up just around the corner. My line of all-natural bath and body products is alchemyoftheearth.com, alchemyoftheearth.com. There's some great products on there, and I will be doing special gift baskets for the holiday season. So if you're interested in that, let me know and check out my products online. And if there's a special combination basket that you would like me to put together, please feel free to reach out and let me know. And again, the best way to reach out to me is through Facebook. Or you can send me a contact form from my website, because those actually go directly into my urgent mail. And I see those where everything else goes into my filtered mailbox if I don't have you in my contact list. And so that's often why I do miss mail. But if you send me a contact form from my website, I definitely will see that. So get some holiday shopping done. And we're going to talk a little bit tonight. We're going to bounce around a little bit. Just because if any of you saw my post this week on Facebook page about the typhoon in the Philippines, and we'll talk more about this later on because I do want to get into the show and the topic of love. I've been involved with an organization called, I never pronounced it right, but Lingkod Timo. And their website is lingkodtimo.com. So, you know, we're 5 or 6 days out of the typhoon now. And sometimes when things get out a few days or a week or a couple of weeks gone by, it sort of, you know, gets to the back of our mind. And we don't really, because it's not really called to our attention, in our immediate attention. But I encourage you to go to the website, lingcodtimo.com. Check out the journalist, Tuflo, T-U-L-F-O. He is down there live, and he's writing every day about what's going on down there. Now, I've been involved with this organization for many, many, many years, and I am a member of the organization, and it's a Filipino-American group, and I am friends with the founder and the ambassador of the Philippines, the United States ambassador to the Philippines, who he and his wife are the ones who have put this organization together. And it's a medical outreach mission where everything is done for free. It does not cost the people that they help in the Philippines anything. And just for $1 donation provides medical for one person in the Philippines. They have dentists with them. They have a full crew of doctors and nurses, dentists, and then a lot of volunteers who spend their money and time to go on this three-week mission and, volunteer helping, whether it's handing out medications or whatever they need. So they are really, these people are really in desperate need down there right now. The supplies and the help is not getting out to them. We have a direct link with the FCJ, which is the Faithful Companion of Jesus, and that is the mission that we support down there. And the money goes directly to the mission, and then the mission gets right, they're right in there with the people because they're in the middle of all of this. So there's no government red tape to go through. Whatever money is sent goes immediately to the Filipino people to help them right away. So if you would like to make a donation, you can, again, go to the website, lingcodtimo.com, and you can get more information there. You could also, if you would like to mail checks or money orders, you can mail them to my office if you'd like, and I will get them to the Lingcodtimo organization, who is very local to me. And my office address is 1512 Main Road, Tiverton, T-I-V-E-R-T-O-N, Rhode Island, 02878. You know, I normally don't ask people to consider donating for causes and things like that, but if you look at the devastation that these people are facing, it's really horrendous. And there's just no resources for them. Today, for example, there was a warehouse that had rice in it, and people stormed the warehouse, and one of the walls of the warehouse collapsed and killed 8 people. So these people are really in need and really desperate. And again, I have been involved in this organization for over 20 years now, actually longer than that, doing fundraising and so forth, because the mission, the medical mission, does such fabulous work, and they work tirelessly all year long fundraising so they can make their journey in February every year and go for the 3 weeks to provide services for the people who desperately, desperately need it. And they really, really need it now. Okay, so I thank you all in advance. For any of you who even just say prayers for these people, but if you find it, if you feel it's right in your heart to help in some way, you may be helping already in other ways. I know that Facebook, it comes right on your page that you can donate $10. So if you have already helped in some way, I thank you so much for doing that. If you haven't, again, even $1 makes a big difference in these people's lives. That will provide medications for one person, $1. And it's unheard of in the United States, but that's how it is there. So again, if you feel that you're called to do so, if you feel inspired to do so, please go on their website, or again, you can send any checks or money orders in care of me and to my office, and I will get them directly to the ambassador and his wife. So thank you guys again so much in advance. Okay, so let's see what's going on astrologically. You guys know I like to talk a little bit about astrology and what's going on, and it's really interesting that I see week after week, no matter what topic I pick, it always seems to go hand in hand with what's going on in the stars. And the most interesting thing about that to me is I pick my topic long before I look at the astrology for the week. I don't look at the astrology until Thursday afternoon, just, you know, a few hours before the show. So it really is, I kind of chuckle when I see the astrology report for the week, because it's always so right on. So I just want to give you guys a shout out to the guests in the chat room. I see a few of you guys in there, so I want to say hey, and thanks so much for tuning in. I love hearing from you guys. If you have any questions or just want to say hi, chat me in the chat room or call in. The guest call-in number is 818-91-7313. Hey, and I see Emja. Want to say, hey, love you too. All right, I love you guys. I love chatting with you guys. So jump in the chat room if you're not there, or call me at 818-691-7313. So this week, astrologically wise, is all about love, values, money, love. Venus is in Pluto, and when Venus is in Pluto, what that is asking us to do right now is to really ask ourselves, what will we do for the love of money and security? Right now, and also with where Capricorn is, it's also about financial fit and physical security. And then you've got Venus adding more strength to that, asking you to look at what would you do for the love of money and for security, security of your safety, of your family, your finances, things like that. Time seems to be going so fast for all of us right now. And though, you know, we really know that time doesn't actually exist, it's something that we've made up. We do live in the third dimensional world where time is important. We have to get ourselves out to work, get the kids to school, get on the radio, a number of different things where we have to sort of follow the third dimensional rules of time. That being said, this is the time now to get things done. It's really a time to look at duty and to really be ethical and morally correct in the choices that you make in getting things done, in securing your money, in securing your future, in security in general. Pluto is the sentinel at the far reaches of the galaxy. And even though scientists have said Pluto is not a planet anymore, it's still very much part of our astrology. And Pluto is in Capricorn right now, which is holding us back. Venus in Taurus wants us to go forward, but the Pluto in Capricorn is holding us back, pulling on the reins, saying, whoa, 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 slow down. Don't go too fast. This is a time to really look at deep emotions, look at the deep stuff inside of you. It's time to talk with others about your values, how much control you need in your relationship, how much control you can let go of in your relationships, It's really the time to get down and dirty in your intimate relationships. It's time for big discussions about money and your future with your family, with your partner, your spouse, and really look at the fears, if there are any fears that cloud your judgment. And, you know, we all have fears about letting things go. It's normal human nature, because oftentimes we're afraid to let go because we don't know what is going to come in, if it's going to be something better. So now is the time to trust, really trust, let go. And the trick is to trust, believe in a higher power, whatever that is for you, and by whichever name you happen to be call it, whether it's Buddha or Jesus or Allah or God, or, you know, it's one energy. The I am, again, it's all one energy. So it's time to put your trust in that higher power, to unlock your fears, breathe deeply, and relax. Don't get so carried away and respond to pressure. Instead, go inward and get to the root of the fear. Go into your childhood fears, past lives. If you haven't done past life regression before, and if you have been curious about it, or feel that there's unexplained fears in your life that have nothing to do with the life that you have lived in this current time, then I encourage you to perhaps take a look at past life regression. I'm certified past life regression therapist through the Weiss Institute, Brian Weiss, and it helped me tremendously. I had these crazy irrational fears growing up ever since I was a kid, and I didn't understand them. And it wasn't until I did the training with Brian Weiss that those fears came up in past lives, and I was amazed that suddenly my fear of heights, my fear of all sorts of things, small spaces, they all went away after spending 7 days with Dr. Brian Weiss. Now, that's not, of course, possible for all of us, but there are a lot of really great past life regression counselors or therapists out there. So if you have unexplained fears, that might be an avenue that you want to look at, because they can bleed through and upset things in this lifetime. Let me just take a breath here, look over my notes for a second, and because I had to put the show together rather quickly, as April just came down with the flu late this afternoon or this evening, and I only had about an hour to get the show together. So I apologize if I seem like I'm rambling or stumbling a little bit here. I just want to take a quick look at my notes and see what's going on. Okay, so that's about it for the astrology this week. So again, it's a little bit lighter than it has been the last few weeks. We've really had all the planets over the last week were Earth and water. There were no air planets in the chart whatsoever. And when you put Earth and water together, what do you get? Mud. So many people felt like they were just dragging their feet through the mud. And, you know, that gets really heavy. This week is much lighter. The energy feels better. Much, much nicer energy. So take the opportunity to really dig deep, really enjoy this time, and really get into discussions with your loved ones, with your spouse or your partner, about the things that are really important. Talk open, talk deeply, talk with kindness, honesty, and sincerity. And figure out, if you don't know already, what your values are. And, you know, you're in a relationship that is a newer relationship, and those are subjects that you haven't broached yet. Only you can answer if it's time or not to have those conversations. But astrologically wise, this is a really good time. And interestingly enough, for me, this sort of all fell into place with things that's going on in my life right now. Where if you've listened to me before, you guys have heard me say that I've been seeing a guy who I dated years and years and years ago. And it's been interesting revisiting it because we're both two very different people than we were 30 years ago. And we sort of have been dancing around certain topics in the relationship. And, I realized today that I had to go in and really look at my own self and look at what I want, what my questions are, what my fears are, and what fears are ruling me in this relationship. We get into our stories of things that happen to us when we grew up. And if we stay stuck in the stories, then we never move forward out of those stories, and we just keep repeating the same patterns over and over again. So we really have to ask ourselves, well, what is the story that I have been repeating? And do I want to stay stuck in that story? Or is it time for me to change and do something different? Well, I know for me, it's definitely time to change and do something different. And really, it's been a really interesting process for me. I've been working with two coaches over the last year and a half. I had my first segment a year ago, July, with the first coach, Marcia Prater, and she is a certified intuitive counselor through Colette Baron Reed. And I also worked, and I'm currently working with Marcia as well. And I also worked with Susan Mullen, who I had on the show a couple of weeks ago, if you guys may remember, who is also certified through Colette Institute. And as much work as I've done, personal work, in the last 20 years or so, it amazes me, working with these women, how much more stuff I still have that I haven't resolved. And when I look at this, and I can speak only from my own experience, it's the fears, fear of the past, what the past has shown me, that we hold on to, that I hold on to. Past experiences and how they influence our current life. So what in your past, what fears can you look at in your past that are affecting you in negative ways in your current life? For me, some of my old programming is or was a fear of being abandoned. I had a childhood where I actually don't remember. I remember almost nothing from my childhood, which is very interesting to me. And it really bothered me for years and years and years. But it still bothers me a little bit when my brother will say, oh, blah, 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 don't you remember this? And I don't remember. I have no idea what he's talking about. But anyway, I do know that I've been running by old programming, even though I have been on this path and this personal journey to enlightenment, because I don't know that we ever actually reach enlightenment. There's just the galaxies are so vast. But I guess the journey is for self-improvement. And, you know, I grew up in a family that was very critical. They didn't show love or express, you know, positive emotion. And the only way that you knew that you were cared about was that my grandmother or my mother cooked for you. And if you were sick, you got brownies. My mother made brownies if you were sick. So that was a big deal because she made those brownies specially for you. That's how you knew you were loved. And that was kind of pretty much about it. Unless you were in trouble for something, and a lot of times we were in trouble for things that had nothing to do with us, it would be other kids in the neighborhood, we didn't experience, you know, love like many people do. My family wasn't huggy, touchy, feely, you know, they didn't say I love you a lot, those kind of things. And so that's been a big thing for me to learn in this lifetime, and how to receive love and how to give love, because my upbringing was so sort of dysfunctional that I didn't know what, I guess, sort of a normal life looks like as far as the topic of love. So even good grades didn't seem to really matter in our household. You know, it was nice if you got good grades, but you didn't get an extra anything for that. So again, it was sort of a weird way of growing up. And I'm sure there are many of you that have experienced a similar thing. So I've made a lot of choices running on this old programming. And it is basically based in a fear-based environment. I'll give you a really good example of talking about being brought up in fear. My grandmother used to tell us that the world was going to end in the year 2000 because Nostradamus predicted it, and he was always right. So I, growing up, believed that. And that's a pretty fearful thing when you're a kid, thinking, oh my God, the world is going to end. So what's the point of going to college or doing anything? Well, what I learned, and I actually only learned this recently, was that Nostradamus didn't write in sequential order. And it was very difficult to translate his work. And here we are, 2013. Still spinning around the sun, or the sun spinning around us, however it may be. I've forgotten my science. It's been so long. So that just goes to show how something that you've been programmed with from as a young child can be incorrect, and yet you base your life decisions on it, or some of your life's decisions on it. It can be really, really a tricky thing. So the key is to have conscious awareness of your story, and conscious awareness of when you are in your story. So if you are find yourself that I'm trying to think of a good example. Say, for example, my partner's mom is not well, and I've had some fear and anxiety around that. And rather than talking to him directly about it yesterday, I sort of asked a question, an indirect question, and I was hoping he was going to just sort of give me the answer I was looking for by asking this indirect question. And I didn't get the answer I was looking for. But funny enough, today, after working with my coach this afternoon and speaking with my partner on the phone earlier this evening, he came right out and gave me the information that I was hoping he was going to share with me without any further questioning or conversation about it. Anyway, so be conscious, have conscious awareness of where you are and are you stuck in your story. This has been a very big lesson for me because he is someone from my past, around to my past, and my past stories. And it's really making me realize that I still have work to do. I'm by no means in any way perfect. And if there is such a thing as perfection, but it's made me realize that I still have a lot of really deep work to do. And I'm doing it. And I encourage you to do the same as well. You know, we talk about, when we talk about love, the first thing that is really so important to look at is, and the first question is, do you love yourself? Can you look in the mirror and look right into your eyes and say, I love you. I really, really love you. And feel it in your heart. Feel it throughout your whole body and existence. Can you feel it and acknowledge it and own it and feel good about it? Because how many of us are taught that loving yourself is an egotistical thing and it's not good? You shouldn't love yourself because then you're stuck up. Well, if you don't love yourself first, how is it possible to really, really love others? You can't. You really can't. So what are some of the things that you could do to get in touch with your inner self? To get in touch with that, the divine light, the divine love, because we all come from the divine spark. And we come in perfect, no matter how we come in, no matter what family we come into, we come in perfection. And then we learn the ways of our family, and then we learn the ways of the world. And many of us forget how perfect we were when we came in. And that's all we were, was love. We didn't know anything else. And if you have a really hard time loving yourself, I encourage you, if you don't have pets, I encourage you to go to your local animal shelter and volunteer. Even if it's for an hour a week or an hour a month, volunteer. Go walk some dogs. Go play with some kitties. Because then you will experience unconditional love. If you can't give it to yourself, go and find an animal that you can experience it from. And just radiate and feel the love and the devoted attention that that animal gives to you. And then come back and try to bring that into your daily life. And if you have pets, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I inherited my brother's dog when he passed away, God rest his soul, and he's always with me. He's here now, my brother James. So I inherited his 15-year-old Minpin Pomeranian, Alice, and she's been a sheer delight. I was so worried because she was such a little terrorist when she was at my brother's, because she lived in this, she had a big yard, but it was fenced in, and it was this big 6-foot picket fence, and she couldn't see out of it. So she was, you know, on guard all the time, being on patrol, protecting the yard. Well, now I don't have a fenced-in yard, so we walk 3 or 4 times a day, and she's loving it. She absolutely loves it. And she adapted so quickly, and she has shown me unconditional love. And I've been blessed to have experienced that in the past with, you know, my own pets that I've had in the past. We had a boxer pit bull, Paris. She was our last dog, and she was actually my oldest son, Justin's dog. And when he moved, he couldn't take her with him, so she stayed here living at home with myself and my younger son, Ryan. And she was the funniest thing, and she had more nicknames than, you know, I don't know, creation. But she was Licky Shimatsu and Sausage and Cabbage and Little Cabbage. She had all kinds of names, but she had such a personality and sense of humor. So if you don't know how to love yourself, let an animal show you how to love yourself. They don't care if you're rich, if you're poor, if you smell bad, you know, they don't care. They just love you because they see the divine spark in you. So again, I encourage you, if you haven't experienced unconditional love, go find a shelter and find it. Find the unconditional love and then bring that feeling home with you and put it into your life. Really put it into your life. You know, our work is really never done. I can remember many years ago when I had gone through this big growth phase in my life. And I got to the point where I said, oh, phew, thank God that's over. Thinking that, you know, that was it. No work I had to do. Now I just had life to live and it was all good. Well, a couple of years went by and here I go getting smacked right in the face again with issues I thought I had resolved or dealt with in the past, coming right back at me, and I realized, oh my gosh, you know, the work is actually never done. It's never done. There's always ways that you can improve, and by improving, a big part of that is by loving, and that's what I mean when I say improving. So loving yourself, love yourself first. You know, it's like if you're on an airplane, what is the first thing when they go through the safety things that the flight attendant tells you? Put your oxygen mask on first. That way you can help others. Because if you don't have your oxygen mask on, you won't be able to help your children or your spouse or people that you're traveling with or who are next to you. So put your oxygen mask on first. Put it on right now. I can see you guys out there doing it, putting on your oxygen masks. I love it. It's great. Put on the oxygen mask. Love yourself. Love yourself first. And the more you can love yourself, the more love you have to share with others. Let your heart get so big, like the Grinch who stole Christmas, whose heart grew 3 sizes that day. The day when he returned all the presents to the Grinch Village. I mean, it's not the Grinch Village, Whoville. My goodness, it's been a few years since I've seen that. I'm going to have to watch it again. And if you have never seen The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, watch it. And really watch it for the story. You know, we see the Grinch's heart grow so big that it busts out of its frame, its shell. And so I encourage you to grow your heart big. Grow it big with love for yourself and then let it spill over to everyone around you in your life. Okay, on that note, I think we're going to do a little meditation here. If you are driving the car and listening on your iPad or iPhone or iPod or anything like that, please pull over and or turn this off and listen to the replay. If you're using sharp knives or riding a tractor, put it down. Stop. Okay, I'm being a little funny here. But no, seriously, if you're doing something that's not safe to have that needs your undivided attention, then either please stop doing it or come back and listen to the replay. Okay, so whether you're standing or sitting, if you're sitting, I'd like you to have both feet flat on the floor and legs and arms uncrossed and have your palms up in your lap, you know, facing the sky. And if you're standing, if you're comfortable standing, that's fine. Just try to relax in your standing position. And as we breathe in, we're going to take in some nice deep belly breathing. And as you exhale, when you exhale out, do a big whoosh out. And as the breath goes out into the earth to be recycled and processed for another day, imagine that all the stress leaves your body and goes out with the out breath, and give it freely back to Mother Earth. She can recycle it and reuse it and put it to good use, much better use than you holding on to it in your body. Because when you hold on things tightly in your body, creates illness. So let's all take a nice deep breath in through our nose. And when you exhale out through your mouth, and imagine all your muscles relaxed. Feel your skin just get loose and relax. At the top of your head, forehead, around your eyes, your cheeks, your mouth. Just allow all the stress of the day melt away. Allowing your neck to relax. And your shoulders. We carry so much tension on our neck and shoulders. And, you know, it's no wonder that there's so many chronic neck issues and headaches and so forth in the world. If we could just learn to relax a little bit, allow that tension to flow right out of us. As you continue your deep breathing in and out on a rhythmic pattern, whatever is comfortable for you. On the out breath, allow all the stress to exhale along on the breath. You can even visualize that it's being taken away in the wind, like leaves blowing in the wind on a fall day. So as you allow your shoulders to relax, your arms, your upper back, your middle back, your lower back, your chest, your abdomen, your solar plexus stomach area, your second chakras, your root base chakra, your buttocks, your thighs, your knees, allowing everything to relax. Allow your calves to relax, your ankles, your feet, your toes, your fingers. Allow it all to just relax. Feel the tension go right out of your body. Write out any tension that you've been holding. Can be tension from the day, could be tension from your entire lifetime. You can let it go that quickly. It's up to you. Just allow it to flow. Now imagine a healing light. A healing light, either green or pink, you choose. Green and pink both represent the heart chakra. And pink, most of us associate with love. So imagine this light coming to you, embracing you like an old friend, allowing yourself to feel the warmth of this healing energy. Feel the love. And this is the universe, the divine love and spark in all of us, each and every single one of you. It's all there. We all have it. It's in our innate knowing. The body knows the truth when it hears it. We know that this is true. So just enjoy the healing energy. Enjoy being enveloped in this healing light. Enjoy the warmth of the feeling of love. You know, most of us have been in love before. And if there's anyone who hasn't been in love before, again, go find love. And you can find it. You can find that at your local animal shelter. You can find maybe a new best friend to bring home. And when you learn how to accept love, if you're unable to accept love from another human or unable to give love to yourself, allow it to come in other ways. There's nothing like wet kisses of a dog to know that you're loved. As we take a nice deep breath in and a big exhale out, just again embracing and sitting in the moment in this divine essence, in the energy of love, knowing that it's been in our heart all along. It may have been hidden. You may have put walls up around it. You may have put it in armor, afraid to let it out, in fear that maybe you'd get a broken heart if you loved someone. Or maybe you felt you're not good enough to love yourself. When we ask ourselves, what is true? Our heart knows that you are good enough. You are good enough to love, and you are good enough to be loved. You're good enough to love yourself, and you are good enough to love others. And as we take a nice deep breath in again and a big exhale out, we start to come back to the present time and space, bringing back with us the feeling of that loving light, that loving energy, that unconditional love, the spark of the divine, the love of the divine. Feeling down on yourself. I have 4 planets in Virgo, so I can be very critical, and especially critical of myself. I expect perfection. That's a pretty tough thing to live up to, I have to say. And it's unrealistic. It's unrealistic. But when I look at or do a process like this or meditation, I know in my heart that I am worthy, that I can love myself. And I know that you can too. I know you have it in you. You all have it in you. It's just been buried, or it's been shielded. It's been put in armor, put in a safe. Time to let it out. Be vulnerable. Have those deep conversations with the people you love. This week is the perfect time for this, to have these conversations. And remember, before you begin the conversation, look in the mirror and say, I really love you. And feel it in your heart. And then have the conversation. Come from a place of love. There are only 2 emotions, fear and love. Fear is really death. It's death of your higher self. It's death of who you really can be. And, you know, many of us fear that we're not going to be able to realize all the things that you came here to do before you die. So the challenge now is to love yourself, bring in the divine, trust really trust and believe in something bigger than you. Because when we stay in our small selves, it's very hard often to find bigger solutions. I think it was Albert Einstein who said, when you continue to do the same things over and over again, you get the same results. Isn't that true? And yet so many of us continue to do the same things and make the same choices, and we're surprised, same results again. You know, here I'm thinking I've done so much work and I'm so, you know, getting advanced in my studies and everything. And my partner said to me last night, I said something about knowing him and how I've known him for so many years and so forth. And he said, and this is true, he said, well, you knew me a long time ago, a little bit about me a long time ago, and then you didn't know me for a long time, and now we're getting to know each other again. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so true. Because we are both two totally different people than we were 30 years ago. And, you know, I often compare or say, oh my God, you weren't like this before. You didn't, you used to do this and now you don't. What happened? Well, he's a different person and so am I. There are a lot of things that I used to do 30 years ago that I don't do anymore. You know, I used to rollerblade and ice skate and kayak and, you know, all kinds of things. And we're just talking about physical activity. And not that I wouldn't love to do those things again, because I would, but I'm just not physically able to at the current time. You know, but there are plenty of things that I did that I would never go back and want to do them again. And there are some things that I would like to be able to still do. So anyway, he really sort of made me, well, you know what? He's right. This is a whole new relationship. And I have to, it's important for me to stop looking in the past and look in the present, not in the future, not in the past, but in the present, because that's all we really have. So I'm learning a lot about myself in this relationship, and that's what relationships are all about. So we only have a minute left. I want to really thank you guys so much for tuning in, whether you listen to tonight live or you listen to the replay. I love you guys so much. Find me on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.142, or Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. My website, www.cynthiafontaine.com. I love to hear from you guys, so please feel free to reach out. And I hope that you'll tune into my show again next week. And I hope that some part of something that I've said resonates with you out there and can help you in your journey along the way. So I love you guys. Have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you really soon.
Sometimes there's a feeling inside that doesn't come from you. It's given by someone else who sees more than you do. And when you surrender to it just the way it is, express yourself to the one in your heart. It's love speaking through you. It's love speaking through you. Love speaking through you. Love speaking through you. Love speaking through you. Yourself crying for the words you speak are true. There's no wasting time in trying, get the other to believe you in every situation.